Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do.
You have nothing better to do. Tune in here to Fun Friday and we will let you know what is going on. Welcome to Fun Friday here on KPCW 91.9 FM and KPCW.org. We welcome all of our listeners today, all our fansters out there. We have Jan and myself. I'm John Burdick and Jan Williams on the controls right now, still jamming out to Steve Miller.
Take the money and run.
We are going to take the money and run. Well, we got that one because we have the Running with Ed guests on today. And we thought of a good running song that keeps us jumping around in our seats. And Sean Beard will be here as well as Maura Robbins on the show today to talk about that fun upcoming event in May. We also have the golf tech, Christopher Johnson, will come in.
Talk about golf tech. Spring runoff.
I got to get my golf game on. All of my coworkers play golf, and they play golf well.
When do they find time to golf?
We get like one day off a week now, which is pretty nice.
Oh, okay.
And so they'll take the time to play some golf. And they've threatened to actually take me out playing golf. So I think
take you out to play golf?
I've been the mascot of the team for the most part.
Okay, so there you go. So are you the fourth one that's kind of the weakest link?
If they can't find a better, I'm definitely the weakest link. I'm there for comic relief as far as golfing goes.
Golf tech was invented because of you.
So I'm excited about Chris being on the show today. And we have a third guest.
We do. Jan Mitchell's going to be popping in. So we are going to give you the updates on the big, fabulous Olympic and Paralympic homecoming parade and celebration, which is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, people.
So, who doesn't love a parade?
And who doesn't love a parade with
Olympians? I've got to go to this.
Olympians will be here.
There you go.
So I think bring the kids,
because how inspiring is this going to be for these little kids?
Once in a lifetime kind of thing?
Yeah.
You know,
you want to be on a Wheaties box? Bam.
Boom. Yes, not saying that if you show up at the parade, we'll take your picture and you'll end up on a Wheaties box. But I believe there's a couple of them that have already
been. Down the road, you could be.
Been signed up to
the wrestler Wheaties. From Heber was on a Wheaties box.
That's the epitome. I think that every athlete out there really, it's not so much the sport, it's whether they can get on the Wheaties box.
Yes. And if you're really clever, you can go to Wheaties and get the little boxes where you can insert your own picture to be inspirational.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't think that I found a couple of news stories. Oh, and the other thing is, at the end of the show, stay tuned, because I am super impressed with our stupid criminals this week. So we always end the show with some people that have made some bad choices. And it's like it just jumped off the page at me. So two of them are contenders for the year-round stupidest criminal
like
of the year.
Stupid criminal of the year award? They're going into that file?
It was a good week in crime.
This is a good day.
Say.
A good week in crime.
But the other one that I found, you're talking about Wheaties.
Yes.
Guess who has come up with, now I really hope this is true, but Cheetos has made a perfume.
Cheetos.
A Cheeto flavored perfume.
I think that's brilliant.
It's true. I mean, I don't know if it's going to sell more Cheetos, but they have changed the name. The name of the perfume is Cheeto. It is
Cheeto.
Pronounced with the French Cheeto. and it is really a smell that smells like
Cheetos. Doesn't love Cheetos? I love Cheetos. I can't even eat them anymore because I will consume the whole bag.
Yes.
And then I got that orange scrunch. This eliminates the orange scrunch.
No scrungy.
No, just the good smell. And of course, having a whole bag full of
Cheetos. I wonder if you were to wear the Cheetos perfume, mm-hmm. if you would eat or consume more cheese like or fake cheese products.
Yes, because remember the billboards? It's not just a hamburger. It smells like a hamburger, and that has a better way of selling. So there you go. It's going to up the Cheeto market.
I would like to see we'll do a follow-up on this in about 6 months and find out, how well the Cheeto market is increased by their Cheeto.
The smell of Cheetos.
Their smell.
Is this maybe for college students? Because aren't they big snackers?
I mean, the demographic on Cheetos ranges from little kids and the cheese ball.
Oh, here's the question for our Fun Friday fansters.
Yes.
the extra crunchy ones or the softer ones?
Or how about
there's
the spicy
two different kinds.
Ones. The worst thing is that they had the red hot ones.
Yeah, red
and
hot Cheetos.
I'll get through a couple of them and then my mouth will be burning. But the best part is I keep wanting to eat more of them. So it's like this good, bad kind of mix.
Oh, I feel like it's a biological.
It's like, do I eat more? And my mouth is on fire. But no, I've got to stop. And then for some reason, like a 30 seconds later, I just pop a few more of this Cheetos.
What's in these things?
I don't know. They're super hot.
I love them.
Yeah. Spicy.
I don't want the spicy ones. So what's your favorite Cheeto? The crunchy ones or the puff ones or the spicy ones?
We can jump onto Facebook and be a fanster of Facebook and the Fun Friday.
Cheetos.
And we can kind of – we've got to figure out how
we
to
set
up
we have gone down a
things.
Direction I did not plan for, but I like it.
The Cheeto?
The whole
Cheeto direction?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can see some Cheetos on a stick out at the parade, which is going on Saturday, tomorrow.
This big parade. We'll get Jan in here to fill us in on it.
Okay, cool.
I think take
so
the kids.
You've
got
to stay tuned for that.
So March Madness is still
it's
March
still
Madness.
Going. We're still marching to the end here. Monday is the final. Monday. So final
a
four.
A weekday?
It is. Well, Monday night. It's like Super Bowl. Well, Super Bowl's always on Sunday, but I don't know.
The
Monday,
final game is a Monday?
It is a Monday. So that way more people, I think, can tune
take
in.
The day off.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't seem right. But what do I know about college?
Well, it's not really a day game. It's a night game on Monday
on a Monday night.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, so the teams that are still in it and my brackets, I don't know. This is not the worst year I've done with brackets, but it's pretty darn close.
So you're not in line for that $1 billion.
The only thing, I've got one out of my final four. I knew Florida would make it this far. So Florida, but they're going against UConn. I don't think UConn had it, but they do. And that'll be a good matchup. And then we also have who's on the other side?
Wisconsin and Kentucky.
Yes, Wisconsin. Power
so who's gonna win? Pick a winner.
I'm thinking coming from the Midwest, spending some time close to Wisconsin. I'm going to go with Wisconsin.
I was going to pick Wisconsin. That's my little dot. And that is just random for no other reason than I just eeny, meeny, miny, Wisconsin.
Let's see. Can a Badger beat a – is that Kentucky? Are they
– Wildcats? Kentucky Wildcats?
Yeah, that is correct.
I don't know. Eeny, meeny, miny, Cheeto.
I'd say badger and if it was a honey badger, then I know they'd
honey
beat the
badger. Don't care. Wow. Okay, we've taken another turn. It's a free ride.
Hey, Jan, this is Fun Friday, and I don't think we've ever not turned this show in multiple directions. The most fun thing about this Fun Friday is just how fun we have. It's how much fun we have, not really knowing.
Oh yeah, and
what
just
direction.
You know, just tag along for the ride. We'll just go.
All right.
We're
going
to thank a couple underwriters, and then we're going to go from there, and we're going to get our first guests on.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Wasatch Brew Pub is proud to support KPCW, offering Opry Hour 7 days a week from 4 to 6, with fire and ice shots and an appetizer menu. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
This is Larry Warren, and next on Mountain Money, Apple. We'll have the author of one of the most talked about books of the year, Haunted Empire, about how Apple now faces the future without Steve Jobs.
And this is Doug Wells. There's still time to save tax money by creating a health savings account. We'll help you through the process. Next on Mountain Money, Monday at 9 after NPR News.
Brought to you by Park City Realty Group, Mountain West Bank, Park City Chamber Bureau, Iron Mountain Group, and Jones, Waldo, Holbrook, and McDonough.
Oh,
and
yes, it's
we're
all
back.
About basketball. No, it's not. There's other things going on.
There's,
I know, it's probably like, no, that's the only thing.
There is an educational run that is coming up.
Is it educational? It's just
it's
fun.
Always educational.
We better give it the fun angle. So welcome, Sean Beard.
Thank you.
Yeah, from, let's see, it's the Park City Education Foundation Running with Ed.
Correct.
Most people know about this because it's been going on for years. How many years do you know?
This is the fifth anniversary.
Ooh, yay.
So
that's
a little
big.
Bit of a celebration.
Okay,
for us.
And if you're not familiar with Running with Ed, what is the day of the event?
May 17th.
May 17th.
It's going to be a.
It consumes the town.
It does. It's becoming a community event that if you haven't been involved with it, you absolutely have to.
There you
it's
go.
One of those Park City events that you don't want to miss. It is fun.
It's fun and it's a run. And so sometimes people go, well, running cannot be fun, but this one is. And it benefits the Park City Education Foundation. And we can welcome Maura. Hello. Yes. I don't think we've officially met, so we'll officially... You are right on time because you are running with Ed, so we've got some time.
Running
it's
right
all
in
good.
The studio here with
See,
your cool hat.
See, this is how it works. It was a planned entrance that I am running in.
It's fashionably late, you
yes.
know.
Well, we were kind of just starting out with the if you don't know what it is situation. So it's a big fundraiser for the Education
It's a
Foundation.
Giant fundraiser for the Park City Education Foundation. Last year we raised $150,000.
Wow.
Every dollar goes... directly back to the schools, K through 12, through the grant program. So about 98% of the student body throughout Park City is touched by this event.
Wow.
So it's huge. There's a lot more to it than just the run, but the run is fun. And I'm kind of here. The spokesperson for the – our team is five fat guys. So
okay.
Five I'm speaking to the people that don't run.
That'd
yes.
be me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's 38 miles. You know, but it's a relay.
38 miles. How am I going to run 38
well,
miles?
Well, there's a 1.3 leg.
Okay, I got that one.
You could even walk.
I could, and that sounds right up my alley.
But I want the downhill part. I don't want the uphill
yeah,
part.
Yeah, that one uphill.
So it's yeah. 38 section, miles, yeah. and it's all in town. It's uphill, it's downhill, and you get teams. You get a team together.
Yeah, traditionally it's a team of five.
Okay.
With 10 legs.
Okay.
So each runner is going to run two legs. I encourage somebody, you know, your team to have a runner there because
like
the leg
– an anchor.
Yeah, from Ecker Hill to UOP, that's
a little
that's
steep.
Brutal. It's steep.
That's uphill.
You know, but you grind it out and you feel great when
Did
you're
you do
done
that leg last year?
I don't do that. I put my foot on the gas in our chase car. Trying
chase
to
car.
Get
you you're
so
throwing water bottles at
them. That explains the vehicles because they're just kind of – you do the first, you jump
yeah, so
in,
we
then
have
you
a car
to the
full
end
of
and you tag
your,
team
your
around.
Team.
Okay.
And we dress up the vehicles.
There you go.
We're the unofficial race vehicle.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, so we dress it up. We put the orange flashers on it, and it's a blast.
And this is where it kind of spreads out all over town. There's cars that are dressed up. There are runners that are dressed up. So
great
make
costumes.
It, okay.
Yeah.
So how many people can you have on a team? Is there a maximum limit?
Up to 10.
Up to 10?
Yeah. So we've
Thank
changed
you for that.
It to where we have somebody that's running – We have somebody
go.
That's running the whole race themselves. We have a couple of those, 38 miles.
Okay.
And then we have teams that are two, I think five, six, seven, 10. So it's really, I mean, if you're not a runner, you can still do it.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the idea behind growing those teams from five to a max of 10 is we're getting more families involved. The kids can run this. You know, a 1.3 mile leg is doable for, you know, even a
even
you know.
For kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now I feel really bad. A kid can do it.
But Art, we also want to encourage people that haven't registered to register today.
There's a deadline, and the deadline is today.
No, it's April 11th.
Oh, okay.
But
11th.
It's coming up
next Thursday.
Yes.
Okay.
So put it on your to-do right. list for the weekend.
Okay. Get your at least – so it can be – okay, if it's 1 to 10 people, get your group together and go online.
Right. So where? This year, the last 4 years, we've had it where it was just a physical fill out a form, send it to us for registration. This year, we have athlete.com that's come on and they created a website for us. So you can go right online and register. Most of the captains have – registered, but we still have several teams that need to. And then their teammates come in and go under that team name. And so it's really nice.
And you get to pick a creative name. Let's make it all
Correct.
Fun.
Correct. We have some great names. Do you want to hear some of
yes,
them?
Yes,
oh, yeah,
who do we have?
Who's already signed up?
So we've got Speed Sold Separately.
Speed Sold Separately.
Yes.
They're
okay.
going to snail their way into the end.
Yep. We've got Girls Go on Miles.
Oh,
oh
like
is
that.
Miles Radiman part of that one?
I don't know. No Child Left Behind except on Powder Days.
Okay.
yeah.
Buns on the Run. Okay. They've been with us several years. Let's see. We've got Run Like a Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Running From Our Kids.
Yeah.
Running
and
from
not the
our
slowest
kids.
Team ever.
Yeah.
Not the
go.
Slowest. Let's hope yeah. that they're true.
So if you
with
haven't
that,
done it, be creative. Get out there. If you have done it, do it again and talk your friends who haven't done it into doing it.
Exactly.
And where does it start?
Starts like, and ends at the Basin Rec.
Okay.
And there's a huge party afterwards. This is probably one of the best values as far as a run. If you are a runner, the swag that goes with it, your T-shirts, hats, the metal is really cool this year. It's going to be made out of wood. Really neat. We have five bands playing at the party afterwards. All the food and beverage is included. In
and
your $80 entry fee.
Okay, so is it $80 a person or per team?
Per person.
Okay,
yeah.
And that seems reasonable,
right.
considering you're getting all the stuff, plus it goes to
exactly.
the education.
Yeah, and our sponsors.
Food and, yeah.
Our sponsors donate a lot, so everybody leaves with a registration bag that has tons of stuff in it.
See, it will rival the Grammys. That swag bag will rival the Grammys.
Exactly.
So there's a big party. Okay, so if I'm not a runner, or maybe I'm barely a walker, how do I get involved if I'm not out running out on the track? Can I help out at the basin?
You know, we're open to any volunteers. It'd be fabulous. You could just go. You can call Jen Billow or. Probably, who else would you say? Probably Jen.
Let's
to get on the
Jen.
Volunteer
Let's
list.
Pick on Jen.
Exactly.
Sure. Jen will
and
be your coordinator.
She will put you to work.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, there's lots of little jobs to help out with.
Okay. Big party at the end for all the runners.
That's correct.
It was. It's a huge fun party. That's just one reason to run right there.
Well, yeah. we had 140 teams last year. So you can imagine the numbers
packed.
We're talking about. And in addition to that, you know, your family joins you afterwards. So it is – and we have face painting and the airbrush tattoos and the bouncy houses. So there's a lot for the kids to do. We aren't doing the walk-a-thon this year, so that's why we're increased the team so that the kids can get out there and run with the parents. And
great.
It's just
so
a
that
blast.
Would be a great night for the parents to go out because your kids are going to be wiped out. It's easy for the babysitter. Yeah.
Nice.
There you go.
Good
in addition to the competitive – runners out there, us non-runners like myself, there's a fundraising aspect to it per team. And Five Fat Guys has won the fundraising efforts the last 2 years. We raised $16,000 alone last year. Our goal this year is $40,000.
For one team? Now, how does that work? Explain that.
Well,
you get sponsors for your team?
Yep. So I send an email out to everybody I know. From the East Coast to the West Coast. So, you know, my kids are, you know, part of this, and that's my motivation. But so I'm hitting up the grandparents, my siblings. And so the money comes from all over, and that's really cool. And, you know, every dollar counts. So if I get a donation for $25 or if I get a donation for $100,
it all adds up. Sure.
And so we have an aggressive goal this year. But Tim Chesley, one of the founders, Tim and Joanna Chesley that founded this event, he's running all 38 miles this year.
He's going to make the – Tim's going to do the whole thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
With an injury.
Oh.
He's on an elliptical for about 2 hours a day right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he can't run. But he's
his, electrically charged.
Well, I know he was doing the Boston Marathon, so I'm not sure
he's
if
still
that's,
doing that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's coming
But he's on. His challenge is $1,000 a mile, and he's already raised over $10,000.
Nice.
So he's at 38, but we got to try and
– We got to get him up there, yeah.
They want to beat him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
defending
right.
champs.
Oh, so there's a little challenge within the challenge.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the fundraising page is created by a couple of people on the committee, and they do a fabulous job. So we'll have a captain's meeting coming up, and they'll explain how that all works. And then they really – kind of put an effort and an urgency behind that to get people to fundraise. So it's great.
Yeah, and we want everybody to fundraise. That's the idea. We, you know, it's the 20-80 deal. We get 20% of the people fundraising and 80% aren't, and we really are pushing those people. And so we have prizes this year for if you raise $500 or $1,000 or $1,500. If you get to $1,500, your entry fee for your team the next year is paid for. So it's $400 back.
No, right.
So, and you have five people on a team. That's not a lot of money to have to raise, $1,500.
Maybe if I had Cheetos on a stick in front of me as I could
chase it. Cheetos on a stick.
Cheetos on a stick. That's my lead. Follow the Cheetos.
See the Cheetos.
That'll get me off the couch right there.
We'll give you the 1.3 leg mile.
Downhill.
Yeah. Maybe we can put her on roller skates. Is that good?
Rollerblades, sure. Why not?
Teams get dressed up.
You can...
Yeah, we'll be the fun rollers.
There you go. How do you get? I don't know how they do it.
I don't know how
costume.
I do the uphill leg on roller skates.
Nope. No, leave that to the
professionals. We've had brides running in bride's dress.
Oh,
yes. The runaway
brides. Well, KPC has a couple teams here. Linware Peak.
Yeah. Let's get out there, Lynn. Yeah.
Yay.
KPCW. We'll be out there.
We'll be
Randy
out there.
It'll
runs.
Be zany.
Randy runs.
So where do you go to
I've never seen Randy run.
No.
Randy did a marathon recently.
Seriously?
Yes.
He is a runner.
I did not know that.
He runs with Mountain Town Music. Yeah. With Brian, they got a unique name,
I know, he took
too.
A vacation. He's like, yeah, I ran a marathon, took a vacation. Man, my marathon was sitting, walking to the ice cream store. That's
I had
my
no clue that Randy was
amazing.
A runner.
The
now
course.
I got to get out there.
A real crowd pleaser.
What's it called?
The Encores.
The Encores. Okay.
Nice.
A real
course. Okay. So you have to register your team by April 11th.
Yep.
Yes.
And that's
really
next,
try to
next
make,
Friday.
Okay.
Make it a to-do list this weekend because it really helps us with getting shirts ordered and all that. So that's why the deadline
it's
is April April 11th.
Running with Ed.com.
Yep.
Even if it's one. So if I sign up as two people and I all of a sudden I've got three people, or do I need my team together by then?
Team
captain. No, you can let us know on that. Yeah, you do have to pay for that extra person.
But that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
But right now, even if you don't have a team of five, but you figure you can put it together.
In a week?
Yeah, have the captain register. And then you can, once you're registered, your team is registered. So you can add people on after April 11th.
Okay.
So if you have three people talking about it, you two are talking about it and saying, well, I think you could do this. Register and then recruit the other people. And I'll tell you this, the training program for this is almost a joke.
There's training?
Well, you know, it started, but the first day was on Mondays. For the next 6 weeks, it's stretching on Mondays.
Okay.
And Friday is a rest day.
Of course
it
is.
So there's your bookends for the week.
That's how I get through my
time.
But there's some stuff in the middle there that might hurt me, right?
There's 30-minute cross training.
Okay, I'm fine with that. What does that even mean, cross training?
It's anything you want to do. You want to get on your bike. You
cross the living room to get to the kitchen.
with my Cheeto on a stick.
Hey, just
remember this. My training will be placing the Cheetos on the stick.
This is a fun Friday fact.
Uh-oh, I've got some of those for you. Go.
Well, I have a few for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Please.
An average man has enough energy in his fat stores to run nonstop for 3 days at 15 miles an hour.
15?
Yep.
Wow.
Crazy.
And then what? I burn out all of my storage fat?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's my plan. My new diet plan is to run straight for 3 days.
For 3 days.
Do you know who the oldest person to ever finish a marathon is?
Oh, the oldest guy? Because I've got
how old
is the oldest guy?
Yeah. Go.
I'm
78.
100.
Seriously?
He was 89 years old when he first started racing, like running a race. So you have no excuse not to start racing.
Oh.
And
you just running with that
is shut us right down.
And remember this, runner's high is real, and it's legal in all 50 states.
There you go. All right, my fun Friday facts are, do you know the record for the most run consecutive days of a marathon?
Oh, that's a good one. No.
There's a guy in 2011 that ran 365 days of marathons. He's known as the Marathon Man.
I guess.
And he was age 49.
At 49.
Wow.
Consecutively.
Died at 50?
No, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
And then the fastest mile that was completed by a Moroccan man, Hicham, 3 minutes and 43 seconds he ran a mile.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's what it says. It's on the internet. It must be true.
Wow. Okay, so hopefully we've inspired some people who
and then
might
this
go
is,
on
this one's
off
the last fact that I wanted to share with you on the running thing. Even this one qualifies for me. If you're a super slow jogger, you'll burn at least 10 calories per minute for running. That means you can run off half a block of dark chocolate in less than 23 minutes.
That is inspiring. Yeah, and no matter how slow you go, you're always going faster than the guy on the couch, right?
Yes.
Okay. I like it when the guests bring facts.
Yeah, Sean's a good guy. He's a fanster. He's a listener. So he knew he had some opportunity to bring in some fun Friday facts, and I appreciate that.
It was awesome.
Great. Thanks, Sean.
And also,
yes?
we're just going to give this a little plug here. For the 2013 Park City's Best, Running with Ed was named the best fundraiser.
Wow!
Favorite fundraiser.
All right.
That's huge. So there, everybody
get out there, do it.
Register before next Friday. Get your team together. You can do it.
Park City must.
I would think registration would just double right now. By 10 o'clock, your registration numbers will go up.
Huge.
Just because of Fun Friday.
I bet it'll happen. That's great.
Only till 10:01.
Thanks, you guys, for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Foothill Oriental Rugs has been an underwriter on KPCW for over 20 years. I'm Jim Weber, owner, rug buyer, and Park City resident. As a direct importer since 1985, from traditional to contemporary to tribal, Foothill Oriental Rugs is Utah's complete rug source. Foothill Oriental Rugs is located 2 miles north of the mouth of the canyon in Salt Lake City at 1460 Foothill Drive.
The 2013-14 Eccles Center season will stretch imaginations, cross generations, and of course, entertain. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, Cedar Lake Ballet, Garrison Keillor, Bernadette Peters, Dawes, All Wheel Sports, Boss Skaggs, Celtic Knights, a total of 15 magical performances. Eccles Center tickets and punch cards are now on sale. Call the all-season staff, 655-3114. Brought to you by the not-for-profit Park City Institute. educating, illuminating, and entertaining since 1998.
Oh, we are just clipping right along. I feel large and lazy after chatting with those team members, so I'm going to have to get out there. There's all sorts of things going on in town always. Art of the Timepiece. We have got that going on. I wanted to remind you about that at the Kimball Arts Center. And that wraps up on Sunday. So if here you go. So you got to get down there, Art of the Time piece at Kimball. We had talked about that earlier when they first got this exhibit set up. So check it out. The admission is free. You might want to stroll the Kimball Arts Center and use that as a practice to the running with Ed. So you can stroll around the Kimball Arts Center.
There's some stairs there. You can go up and down.
Yeah, KPCW will be there too. So that's just another thing that's going on. And we had talked about that it's winter, it's spring, it's winter, it's spring,
doesn't know.
It doesn't know what to do.
It's all fun.
Yeah, it's all good, clean fun. So I know there's people out there golfing, aren't there?
Yeah.
Are there people golfing?
Welcome, Chris Johnson from Golf Tech. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
Here,
thanks for having
lean
me this
right
morning.
Up in there.
Oh, I got to get right
yeah,
up
there. Yeah,
run.
Just
exactly.
Get right up in there. So we were chit-chatting about being maybe the anchor of the foursome.
Yes.
Your friends are up there.
So all of my work compatriots golf, and some of them are really like the owner of the restaurant that I'm with is a really good golfer, and I am not there. So Golf Tech seems like right up my alley. Well, tell me a little bit about how I can improve my game through Golf Tech.
Well, we have five key things that we do to get people better, but I think the biggest is just commitment. You know, you give me some time. It's like any endeavor in life. You know, if you want to learn to play the piano, you're going to, you know, put more than an hour, you know, here and there. You're going to have to put some time into it. So that's the biggest thing that we do there is, you know, that I get as a PGA professional, I have, you know, everything basically I need to make you better, but you have to bring yourself. So when I get you there and we spend some time in the studio, we have, you know, video-based practice so you can watch yourself as you swing and hit golf balls. We have ball flight in there as well. We have, you know, state-of-the-art launch monitor. So we know what you're doing there, but then to be able to go out on the golf course with you and to spend enough time and see where your weaknesses are, that's really the biggest component of improvement that we have there. So
really? So
yeah.
You guys, the trainers will come out with me and play a couple holes and then kind of critique me and set me back on some kind of path where the ball doesn't go backwards when I drive it?
Yeah, sure. I don't know if I'd crack that, though. That's unusual enough. I want to see that.
It happens all the time.
Maybe a little dangerous for your foursome, but yeah. So, I mean, that's one of the elements.
I don't get invited out very much to my golf.
We are going to get you out there.
Yes.
And Golf Tech is in Park City and in Salt Lake.
It is, yeah.
And I wanted to mention first that you've got that indoor golf swing practice.
Classy thingy.
What's it called? Indoor golf swing.
Well,
practice.
We have
video analysis.
That's it.
There we go. We have video analysis. We also have motion measurement. So when you come in, just to give you an idea exactly what we do to kind of lead up to the golf course. So the first thing we do when you come in is we give you a swing evaluation. It's about an hour to an hour and a half process. I put you in the G-swing harness, which measures motion. So it tells me more than, you know, it tells me how you're bending and tilting and swaying, and it gives me a lot of information. We've measured over 200 different PGA, LPGA, senior PGA, just the best players in the world. And we know there's a particular range of motion that everybody gets in. So for full swing, that's kind of what we do. And then, you know, I team that with the video so I can see specifically, you know, where the club face is throughout the swing. And, you know, we can get pretty technical there. I'm technical with the information I get, but I try to make it as simple as I can as far as giving instruction. So we work on full swing there. We can also work on short game, but ultimately we want to get on the golf course. And then I see where you need help, basically. So that's kind of how we use the golf course. And then we come back in and then we do a little bit more work. And I mean, it works well. We have a 95% success rate, and that's based off of our students, you know, whether they're stroke reduction or tournament performance or whatever it is they're looking at. So, we team inside and then outside to make sure that you're improving in the areas where you need to be. So
you don't want to be the one out there bringing 200 extra golf balls.
No.
Like it's just an extra cart just for the balls because it's gone.
Ah.
So if you happen to be, and I'm not picking on you, if you happen to be the weak link of the fourth one, maybe you want to surprise your other three by getting your game
on. There's no question this is necessary if I'm going to get out on the course this year.
Well, the thing I found interesting because I went to the website is that while I'm on, you have Golf Tech Travel.
Mm-hmm.
So there's
so
that.
This is you want to go to St. Andrews with these guys? Is that your plan?
Yeah.
So do you let's just jump right to that.
Okay. The funnest part, and I haven't used it yet, but we do have Golf Tech does put trips together for our students once a year. We have a master's trip coming up now that a lot of and we're fairly new. We opened last year, so I didn't have time to put that together for my students. But we do have trips that we put together every year for our students. So Yeah.
Well, there you go.
That's fabulous. It is fabulous. I got to go to Scotland because I need to get better at my game. But if you, you know, if you want to be a better, I just thought that was interesting. So golf tech is more than just learning a better swing with the travel. And then also, if you happen to be on vacation, I saw where you can take the video of your swings and then send it to your golf tech teacher guy, and he can evaluate you while you're at a Pebble Beach.
Oh, yeah. You've really looked through the website, so that's our mobile lesson. So
fascinating.
Yeah, it really is good. So you have, you know, each of my students, each plan that I have includes several aspects. One of them is a mobile lesson, so you can, with your phone, you can download the free app Golf Tech to Go, and then you can, you know, record video while you're out there, keep track of statistics while you're out there, which is all very important, and I encourage all my students to do that so I get some more insight to what's happening outside, as you know, as well as inside, to make sure that what we're learning inside is happening out on the golf course as well.
I would think there's different golf courses with different layouts and different swings, and if you're in Hawaii and he goes, how's my shot? I'm just going to send it to my coach. That was fascinating.
So, Chris, what's your background? How did you get involved with the love of golf here?
Well, fairly athletic. You know, I tried for a while to play racquetball at a high level, and, you know, there's not really any future in that game. And
no
I played,
future in the professional racquetball market?
But the ball IRT, comes back to you in racquetball. Yeah. You're not chasing a ball over
I've been damaged by a racquetball. I've been lucky enough not to ever get hit by a golf ball.
So. Yeah, no kidding.
But you
little
might
difference there. You
can almost outside.
Yeah, you can almost guarantee you're going to get with a racquetball inside. Yeah, not so much with a golf ball. But, yeah, so fairly athletic. Then at the University of Utah where I studied, we had a golf course there. It's since been plowed under and made room for, you know, math buildings and that. But we had a PGA professional there, James Kilgore, and I helped him with some junior clinics and that type of thing while I was kind of going to school and teaching. The ESS department also used me to teach golf. So I kind of, from there, just kind of branched out and realized I didn't really like what I was studying. So, you know, I
think I'd rather play golf.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's what I was doing. So, and my grades reflected it. So,
hence there's a math building.
Yeah. So, you know, doing that and just kind of progressing with the PGA, taking my playing ability test and just finding out that, you know, while I did like teaching, I didn't necessarily like teaching math. So I continued with that and just kind of built from there. I worked at Eaglewood here locally for about 6 years and taught a lot of lessons there. I was at Sun Valley, taught up there as well, and just kind of gravitated more and more to teaching. And then with Golf Tech, you know, finding out what they had, the numbers that they have, you know, just really the ability to help people get better. I mean, I couldn't ignore the results. So when this one opened here in Park City, I jumped right on it, got in there. And, you know, it really the main thing that I do is just I have relationships with each of my students, and I know all of them struggle in different areas, and full swing is a lot of it. But, you know, I just really know my students. I have a lot of time with them, and so I'm able to just kind of be there for them, you know, just their personal pro and get them better at golf, which is kind of what I see myself as. So
that's a great job.
It really is.
So I want to say that Golf Tech is not just for beginners. We kind of pick on the beginners, but you got to start somewhere so you can advance from there.
Yeah, oh yeah, you
or
bet.
You probably have people have been, you know, out there for years and probably making one simple mistake that it just takes a coach like you to try to see it and also some really high-tech equipment to kind of break it down to these basic elements, and then their whole game will change.
You bet. Yeah. So not only me seeing it, but then them seeing it as well, because I see and I know what's going on in a golf swing, but people, the reality of what you're doing and the feel of what you're doing are far different. So the ability for my students to see what's happening, and then for me to show them examples of what they want them to do, and then it's almost, you know, universal. As soon as I put them in a correct position, they always say, "Well, this feels so different, and this feels so wrong." And the reality of is that was never going to happen unless they could see that this is what they need to be doing. And then that feel of wrong or, you know, that, you know, uncomfortable becomes a little more natural until it becomes ingrained and then the natural movement for my students. So, but that all has to take place within them, you know. They have to be able to see
to
and understand.
And golf.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I'm just going to have to go and golf more.
Twist my arm.
Yeah.
Man.
Let's get out there.
Well, that's awesome. And it's here now in Park City. Where are you located in Park City?
So we're over on Bonanza, 1890 Bonanza, right between El Chabasco and Einstein's Bagel. Right in the middle there. So
perfect.
Yeah, we see everybody in Park City over there anyway, so you might as well stop in and say hi to us there.
Let's say I'm a tourist visiting Park City and I want to come by and take advantage of it, but I didn't bring my clubs. Is that a problem at all?
Oh, no. We have a full full line of demos from, you know, Callaway to TaylorMade to Adams to Ping.
So I could even walk out with better clubs at the end and know what to go buy when I leave your shop.
You bet. And that's actually one of the elements that I have with each of my students. So and I should probably point out the five of my bosses listening you'll want to hear it. So the first element is a fact-based diagnosis. So the technology that we use, I'm not going to be guessing at what's happening. I know specifically what's happening in the golf swing. The second is the need for sequential lessons. And I mentioned that earlier, just the amount of time that I spend with each of my students is key and very important. The third is the retention tool. So every lesson I give is recorded. Each student has their own webpage. They can go and review the lessons. They can watch it on their phone or their computer at home. The fourth is the video-based practice, which I mentioned again. My students are able to watch each swing. You know, we have ball flight as well as, you know, the video, so they can see what they're doing. And then the fifth element, which is just as critical as any of the others, is the custom club fitting. So I want to make sure, and for me, you know, me walking in, you probably notice I'm not the normal build, so I'm a little shorter. So, and students, my students come in all shapes and sizes. So I want to make sure that the specific equipment they have is fit for them. So that is a key component. If you make a good swing, you want a good result. So those are the five elements.
Too short of a club is not a good idea. A club that's too long isn't going to work for you either. Just
exactly
it's
right.
Bigger doesn't mean it's going to go farther.
Yeah, exactly right. And grip size, you know, our hands are all different, you know, sizes, and you know the shaft and the material of the shaft, and you know, just every element of it, the lie angle of the club. So, without getting too technical, there are several elements to properly fit equipment for sure. For certain.
See, so if you want to one up your game, so what about age range?
Well, I have one of my students, Parker, he just won a tournament last weekend, so congratulations to him.
Yay.
Yep, 12 years old, shooting, 12? You know, yeah, 12? Shooting low 70s already, so
He's
probably my youngest student at this point, and then I have well into the 70s, and you know, I think one of the most surprising things that people see as they get older and they feel like they have limited flexibility and, you know, they don't have the same abilities is, you know, if you know what you're doing, you can actually turn all the way. You know, I can get any of my students into 90 degrees shoulder turn, and age doesn't matter. Just, you know, you just have to know how to move your body properly. So, yep, anywhere in there. So 12 to you know, mid 70s right now. And that range can go even higher. So if you're out there and you're
out there on the course.
Oh, you bet.
It's a
lifelong game. Yeah, and I like to tell my students as well that a little effort now, you know, if you think about how long your golf career actually lasts, you know, if you give me a few months to a year of time right now, you know, you're talking about an investment that lasts almost your whole entire life.
It is one sport you can do for a very, very, very long time. Sure. I know there are skiers that are out there for a very, very, very long time, but it's because they know what they do and they are adjusting to as they grow, whether it's size or age.
You bet.
Changes. Yeah. I've seen it. I've been to Florida. I've seen it. It changes, but it shouldn't stop you.
No.
So I think that's fascinating. What's the website? Because I learned so much just cruising through it with your whole blogs and, gifts for Mother's Day and Father's Day.
Oh, you bet. Yeah.
Like gift cards and stuff.
Oh, you bet. Yeah.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you can. You bet. You can do that. And you can come in and do it, or you can do it over the phone or whichever is easier.
Okay.
You can do it online as well. And the website is golftech.com. And golftech is spelled GOLFTEC.com. And that confuses people sometimes. They like to put the H in there, but
yeah,
not necessary.
So Father's Day in June, I can get a little package together. And that sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Oh, or mom. I mean, I'm not
thinking. Yeah. Not just picking on
the Mother's Day is coming before Father's Day.
Mother's Day's right around the corner.
You might want to gear your mind towards that if your mom's anything like mine.
There you go. So get her out there. Nothing personal, but here, go take a walk. I think it's fun. But it's fascinating. I really had no idea, so I'm glad I checked into it, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Working on the swing, but it's so much more than that.
All right. Yeah. Every guest of the Fun Friday show walks out of here smarter than they did, or at least with an inane fact that will make you – talk about for the rest of the day. So do you know what the longest pro drive ever made was?
Oh, interesting.
Are you talking about it a tournament play?
It is by a professional golfer named Mike Austin in 1974.
Yeah, and that's the surprising part is how long ago it was. And it's 400 and something yards, I want to say.
515 yards.
500?
Whack.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Was that with the wind?
Yeah, and a hill and maybe
of course,
and a cart path.
You
maybe.
Know that every golf ball has 336 dimples, right?
I was not aware of that.
336?
Wow, see, you know, I got the golf tech guy.
There you go. So there's different clubs. Are there different golf balls, or is it universal? A golf ball is a golf ball, period. Same size, same weight, just a different color.
Size and
like
weight,
baseballs.
Size and weight, they all are the same. Yeah, they're required to be the same. So
okay.
It's about one and a half and one and a half.
Except for those big wiffle ball golf balls. You know,
those are the training balls, I think. Yeah. But, okay, so the golf ball actually will go farther in hot weather. Mm-hmm. The warmer the ball is, the more resilient the rubber becomes, and the warmer golf ball has more elasticity, which causes the ball to leave the club with more force.
Back to Florida.
Look at there's math right there. That's physics, I think.
Yeah, you find that out when you try and play golf in the winter. Yeah, yes. The ball doesn't go anywhere.
Whack. Yep. Anyway, Chris, thanks so much for stopping by Fun Friday, and we'll get some people out there. Maybe even I can get out there and learn some stuff. I know I can learn a lot, so I'm going to get out there.
So you get back invited to go golfing.
Exactly.
Please,
or I can work my way into the foursome at Maxwell, so we'll see.
Thanks, Christopher Johnson. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Hi, I'm Kelly from San Francisco Design, longtime supporter of KPCW. We provide a mix of European and mountain contemporary home furnishings for a unique Park City lifestyle. Our showrooms are in Park City and Salt Lake, and both offer complete design services. We're on the web at sanfrandesign.com.
This is Jennifer Kimball with Zermatt Resort and Z's Steak and Chop House, proud supporters of KPCW. Z's Steak and Chop House features 1,800-degree broiler-seared steaks seasoned with Redmond sea salt and cracked black pepper. Open for dinner Wednesday through Saturday in Midway. Reservations, menus, and information at ZermattResort.com or 435-657-0180.
Fun just keeps on rolling.
And this sounds fun.
I think we got summer wrapped up. We can start out with spring with Running with Ed. That gets you outside.
Yes.
And then May 17th. Now you've got all summer and spring to go golfing and have some fun and download your video. That was the most interesting, one of the most interesting parts. While you're on vacation, you can send Christopher your video of your golf swing. I was like, yeah.
And then I will show him. I'll take a shot of my driving the ball backwards, which the last time I went out with these guys, I literally, I don't know if I hit over the ball or under the ball or a combination thereof, but it shot straight back. And it wasn't on just one hole. It happened like three different holes.
I bet you could detect.
That's when I stopped and just started drinking.
Yeah, you can detect. drive the cart. I'd take the boys golfing just drive the cart. But
this is an amazing event that we have going on here in Park City. Jan Mitchell here to talk about the homecoming parade and celebration of our Olympic and Paralympic athletes.
So, welcome.
Thank you.
Lean right up in there. Great. I'm glad that you could make it in. And this big deal for tomorrow, I know we got the whole spring and summer plan, but tomorrow is the big deal.
Tomorrow is the big event.
Okay. So
tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow there will be a parade down Main Street beginning at 1 p.m., and we have more than 20 Olympians joining us, many of them from Park City, including Sage Kotzenberg, Ted Ligety. We've got Brian Wilson, Brad Wilson. We have the ski jumping lady, Sarah Hendrickson.
Wow. You got them all. Nice.
So great chance to watch them parade, welcome them home, and then at the end of Main Street, there will be an opportunity to get autographs with all these athletes and photos.
And that's down at the bottom of Main Street by
where
the
Park
bridge?
Silly Market usually is.
Okay.
Lower Main Street. Right there. Okay. From 2:30 to 3:30, you can have photos and autographs with the Olympians and Paralympians.
Correct.
There you go.
That's so exciting. And so, okay, it starts at 1, so show up a little early. And yay, so we should bring the noisemakers and the little
flags and the Olympic stuff.
And cowbells.
Red, white, and blue things.
Exactly.
And say hooray, because it was fun. Even if you watch the Olympics for 10 minutes, it was like, oh, that's a great 10 minutes.
We placed 14th in overall medal count with just Park City athletes.
Exactly. It was a pretty impressive showing.
An amazing showing. And this is an amazing event that you've put together here.
It does say rain or shine, but it is Park City, so we do know that. And no matter the weather, people will come, I'm sure.
And take the bus if you can. That would be smart.
Take the bus. Do you want to do that?
And come into town and check this out.
So it's got at 1:45, we're going to go down the list here. Introductions and presentations. So take us, once the parade goes down Main Street, we're on Lower Main, then what happens?
Then the mayor will say a few words, and we will have some presentations. We'll have some athletes saying a few words, and then the fun will begin with we'll have fireworks. We actually have dye in the fireworks. You can see them during daytime.
Nice. Ooh, I was wondering how you were going to get away with that. So
a special little twist.
Nice.
And then there's the opportunity for photos. There'll be food and beverages available up by the Bridge Cafe. $15 for adults includes beer and food. And
I'm in.
There you go.
I'm in. Bring some cash. But you have music, too.
We do. Patois is going to be playing.
Okay.
and they volunteer their time. It's going to be a great afternoon. A lot of fun. A lot of the performers that come to Park City Market, the stilt walkers, the jugglers, they'll be down there to entertain. There's going to be an amazing bounce house. Kellogg's bringing in a bounce house for the kids that looks like a ski jump.
Really?
And
nice. Okay, how can you not go to this thing now?
Yes.
Okay,
there,
everybody has to go.
The entire town needs to show up to cheer on
our Olympians. I think so. And then, of course,
and
that's probably the bigger part, so let's not forget that part. Just to cheer these athletes on who've worked so hard and have put so much time and effort into this. And, of course, they've got the Olympic medal to say, hooray, my efforts have been rewarded. But I think we can at least go out and be on the street and say thanks and congratulations.
And get autographs and pictures with these guys, which is, you know, for, you know, memories being built. I'm telling you, bring your family out, get a shot with all these Olympians. It'll be awesome.
My kids are so excited. They're bringing their ski jackets that they're growing out of and fabric pens, and they're going to have them signed right on their jackets.
That'll be cool.
I think it's a great idea. And this was kind of thrown together. I don't want to say last minute, but it's been a short amount of time to get a lot of things coordinated.
And we had Christy Diaz has been the driving force behind this, and she has done a great job. We started thinking about this back in February and trying to coordinate so many different events in a short period of time was kind of tough, trying to get a date established. We've changed that a couple of times, but we finally came up with one that really worked for a lot of the athletes in the community.
No changing it now.
No.
It's been on Fun Friday. It's now a fact.
It's official.
It's official.
Everyone knows.
Like it'll go. And there's a whole bunch of sponsors down here, so it looks like everyone jumped in and said, yeah, I want to be a part of it, and doesn't seem like a too tough of a sell.
It was not a tough sell. A couple of weeks ago, you guys had some questions here on I'm blanking on his name.
You know,
Randy.
What's his name?
Randy. How could I forget Randy? Oh, my word.
I heard that interview.
He was on, and it's amazing. As soon as that interview was over, the community started calling and saying, how can we help? So he did a great job to help us get some interest drummed up. And
thanks, Randy Barton.
Come forward.
And you got his fireworks. I remember him just grilling you about the fireworks. Like, you got to have fireworks.
Oh, you have to have fireworks, yes.
I think he wanted to burn a car.
Yeah, he did mention, but that's Randy. He definitely wanted to burn.
That just generates some interest. Yeah, we're going to light a car on fire and roll it down the street. No.
I don't think he's ever gotten that approved, but it's not going to stop him.
He's
going to keep trying. No. You keep trying, Randy. That's why we love him.
Exactly.
He will get his burning car someday, but not tomorrow. It'll be sane
fun. Not during our event.
Yay. So there'll be a little cars and waving.
No cars will be harmed in the
parade. We will have the athletes coming down either back of pickup trucks, in the back of convertibles, waving. I think Ted Ligety's grandmother, I think she's 91 years old. She's going to be on the parade route with Ted.
Yay!
Now,
she
likes parades.
Something to, everybody
who
likes
doesn't
parades,
love a parade?
But that's exciting. So it's definitely a family event. I definitely want to get kids there. I think it's going to be inspirational. Get these little kids out there, and they're just going to have the stars in their eyes.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive to, if you know, you're on Summit Ski Team or Park City Ski Team, and to see your heroes who trained with the same teams you did go on to the Olympics and win
they
gold.
Look larger than life, but here they are. They're not. So
exactly.
I think it'd be very inspirational for kids to get out there and want to take part of it. So.
Well, Jan,
thanks. Do we have a fun fact?
I tried to look up when the first parade was, but
little parade
it really didn't come up.
It's not. We don't know where parades,
so
the history of parades.
Instead,
oh,
I will
the
let
first
you
parade
know.
Ever.
Yeah,
can't
like the
you.
Very first one. I think that'll
we had,
be.
We had one in 2010.
Yeah.
That's not the first parade ever, but the first one that mattered.
Like the very, very first parade ever. We'll have to do a little fact check and some history digging on that. So, all right. So everybody needs to show up, be here on Main Street at 1 o'clock. If you can, take the bus. Take the family on the bus. Make it an event. Have some
fun
with that. So there'll be plenty of parking around, but hopefully we'll get – how many people do you expect or anticipate?
Well, if it's like this tomorrow, I would say 3,000 or 4,000.
Okay, so let's make it five.
Five grand.
Let's make it 5,000.
That sounds perfect.
Come on up. You can. I'll have a little banner. Fun Friday Fanster says 5,000. Let's
that's,
do that.
Let's have a prediction right here on Fun 5, Friday.
5,000.
Right.
There's your March Madness.
Here's an inane fact that you really are going to walk away going, really? Deborah Winger was the voice of E.T. I mean, totally random fact.
That's
the most random fact I could find in the last 2 seconds.
Not going to be at the parade.
E.T. will not be at the parade. But Deborah Winger was the voice of E.T. Yeah, go ahead. Take that one home with you.
So is she the Grand Marshal of this parade?
Again, it was a quick.
Stein Erickson is the Grand Marshal.
Stein will be out there.
Okay, I'm going to go get my picture with Stein. Now that's a good fun fact right there.
That's
Stein will be there.
Here's another fun fact. We ended ended up inviting all of the Olympians from Utah to come participate in some capacity from all years. And the 1964 110 hurdle silver medalist will be here. He's about 75 years old.
Wow.
And he's bringing his wife and his kids. His name is Blaine Lindgren. And it's exciting to have so much Olympic history joining us tomorrow.
Okay, so it's not just our Olympic athletes. It's Olympic athletes.
It's all Olympic athletes. Ours are obviously the focus, but we
brought it. But look who you brought along for the ride. That's fabulous.
There you go.
There's a fun Friday fact. Thanks, Stein.
Thank you so much for for coming, Jan. And we'll see you at the parade tomorrow.
Definitely.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided by Longreimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-LAW.com. Brett Stimson, Mortgage Assistant for Home Purchases, 801-201-3484. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you. Okay, listeners, go to a parade. We want 5,000 people there.
We'll get them.
I got a little people counter. I'm going to start clicking.
You're going to be the clicker girl?
Yeah, I'll be the clicker.
Okay.
All right. So, but some
That's
people
hurt
are not
your thumb,
so.
I think.
I got two thumbs. That's okay. I don't Twitter, so I could use it for something.
Yeah, it's your speed Twittering
are any of
doesn't
our
happen.
Crazy criminals
right.
Twitters?
No, but we have one from Facebook, my favorite place to catch criminals. So these idiots this week, Michigan woman could be heading to jail after bragging that she beat a random breathalyzer test on Facebook. Okay, so she'd gotten in some trouble after St. Patrick's Day, and because of her probation regarding a DUI that she had, she was not allowed to drink. But then she passed a breathalyzer test that was a random breathalyzer test, went to brag about it on Facebook. Well, there are police people that checked out her Facebook page and had her come back and do another test, a urine test that was got 80 hours rather than whatever the breathalyzer tests. And she ended up in jail and possibly faces 93 days. Here we go. The cowboy hat guy. This guy. I don't know. Is the perfect outfit for crime? Apparently a cowboy hat and nothing else. And Mr. Gibbs, 21, was arrested Monday on a dozen charges, including two counts of burglary, criminal trespassing, and impersonating a police officer, as well as indecent exposure.
How did he do that?
I don't know, really.
Where did he put his badge?
I don't... I don't want to talk about that. But the best part about this is the guy breaks into somebody's house, right? And then sits down, has a beer, and watches a Braves game on TV. Again, in his birthday suit and a cowboy
just
hat.
Having some
how,
beer,
I mean, I
watching
don't know.
A game.
So this guy might make the year's list.
Okay, we'll
and
put
this
him
is
in
Johns Creek, Georgia. But my favorite here comes from Notre Dame. Yes, a child, 19-year-old Notre Dame bro, broke into a day spa, and what did he do? He ate all the Hot Pockets. Okay? So this idiot goes in, breaks in, does some damage to the spa, I guess. It might be on campus at Notre Dame and South Bend. And so he breaks in and goes through half a box of Hot Pockets, macaroni and cheese, and warming this all up in an antiquated style oven. Then he passed out eating a drumstick on the table.
Did he know the Hot Pockets were in there?
I don't know if he knew and if he was specifically targeting the Hot Pockets or the spa. It doesn't really say in this article, but... The cops found him on the table, 10 o'clock the next morning, passed out with all these empty Hot Pockets boxes.
His parents are so proud.
Yeah, I gotta love
it. And
they're paying for his education. he only blew a .10.
Oh, well, there you go. So now there's no excuse.
Yep.
Except he was a college student and he was hungry.
Yeah, that's okay. We will say that that's it and was probably a little intoxicated.
Maybe, but yep. Not quite enough. So thank you to Sean and Mara running with Ed. And want to thank Jan for coming in. See you at the parade at 1. And Christopher Johnson with Golf Tech. Thank you very much.
And I want to personally thank everybody that has put together for the Follies. like, see, 12 years ago when I got involved with the show, we couldn't bribe people with beer to come see the show.
And now?
And now we have raised, I think, over $50,000, if you do the math.
And you have sold out.
Yes, and we have
every
sold out before.
Gone.
So thank you, Park City, for being so supportive of
fabulous.
This funny little thing that I've been involved with and just love.
And love it. Every ticket's already sold out.
Yep, and you'll see me on stage tonight, so I look forward to all our fansters coming up and tell me your fanster after the show. And we would also like to thank Foothill Oriental Rugs and Wasatch Pub and Squatters Pub and Brewery for sponsoring today's show, as well as San Francisco Design and Prudential Utah Real Estate.
There you have it. Thanks.
Thank you. Have
See
a
you at the
fabulous
show.
Weekend.
This is KPCW Park City.